when you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun.
18 minutes after 10.
Me in your heart for a while.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
A train leaving nightly.
Warren Zevon Day continues.
Keep me, you know, I don't ask for much around here, right?
I don't ask a lot from you people.
I show up to work every day. I do my job. And then you just...
Wait. Did you say you show up to work every day?
I do, unless I'm snowed in.
Was he here yesterday? You weren't here yesterday.
I shoveled my driveway after the show yesterday, and that was some of the thickest, wettest snow I have ever experienced. I mean, there was not a lot of it. But it would have been a real danger for me to drive all the way in and then have to drive all the way home, given how thick and wet the snow was. And then let's pretend that something happened to me on the way home. What good would that be for our audience?
You are very precious. We need to keep you safe, and we should just wrap you in bubble wrap.
Well, I'm not saying we have to go that far, but I am saying that you know I would have been here if I felt my safety was not... put in jeopardy by driving.
That was good packing snow. You could have made a snowman.
It would have been a perfect snowman snow.
Yeah.
And by the way, it never seems like the predicted snow happens. When was the last time predicted snow happened? Like, I remember, I don't know, I was working at the state. There was like, they shut the state down one time because there were drifts and it was like 2 feet of snow or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then before that, there was an ice storm a couple of years before that, which was pretty bad. But very rarely does the snow live up to the
Snowmageddon
the
warning.
Snow prediction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay with me. Let's look at some trending stories. Mike Pence still trending this morning. Classified documents apparently included briefing memos from some of his foreign trips. Also trending, U.S. News has named the best tourist attraction in the state of Indiana. You want to take a guess at what they claim it is?
What constitutes a tour, like something people would want to come to see?
Mm-hmm.
So like...
Most famous for. What Indiana is most famous for.
Okay, well, so is it... Because I would like the Soldiers and Sailors Monument would certainly be something that I would think about when people think of Indiana. Like, but
if you're not a resident of Indiana and somebody said
the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, obviously,
there it is.
Okay, all right,
that's it.
But see, I didn't know if that was considered a tourist attraction because it's a sporting event. But is a sporting event a tourist attraction? I guess that was what I was hung up on because I would have certainly gone with either that or Lucas Oil Stadium. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if like a single day. Sporting event is considered a tourist attraction.
Yep. According to U.S. News, it is. That is Indiana's best tourist attraction. And also, let's see here. The Food Network, they also came out with their list of things. They named the 50 best barbecue joints in every state. And Big Hoffa's, located in Westfield, was the winner for Indiana.
Oh.
If you're into barbecue, maybe put that on your list. 21 minutes after 10, and it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Did you watch Sesame Street a lot?
I did.
When you were young?
I did. I still have my Sesame Street books from when I was a kid.
The co-creator, Lloyd Marisette, he passed away at age 93.
I saw this, and so my question is, where do we put Sesame Street in terms of the all-time most important shows? Because if you think about how long it has been on and the amount of people it has
affected,
influenced, whatever, it's got to be, I mean, what? Probably The Young and the Restless and then Sesame Street?
How long has it been on?
It started in 1969, debuted November 1969.
So that is, what is that, 54 years, well, almost 54 years, 53 years. So when you think about a basically daily show for 53 years, a person who would have been a small child when the show debuted is now nearing either retirement or Social Security age. I mean, that's how influential and long that show has been lasting. And there haven't been many shows that have really done that.
Right.
At first I was going to say, you know, maybe South Park could have.
No,
rival,
I'm sorry, Kevin.
I don't think it's in the same league.
No, I don't. And I don't think South Park has had the profound impact on, like, young children the way Sesame Street has. So what would we say? Like, I mean, long-running shows, Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's quite an emotional. I mean, I know some people have a deep connection to Jeopardy. But Jeopardy, like Wheel of Fortune, certainly another one. The Price is Right.
Well, Kevin's actually onto something because I found this other article that said that South Park is listed as one of the top 20 most influential shows because they did set a new bar for adult animation.
Yeah, and it's always been culturally relevant. It's always, you know, they're keeping up with pop culture, and it's been on for like 25 years.
It's interesting. Yeah, I was in the eighth grade when South Park came out.
They also list MASH as a influential show, one-of-a-kind medical show. The Flintstones was the first adult cartoon show. The Golden Girls reshaping how people look at older women as being influential. All in the Family brought battling ideas together in one family.
So this is the question for the room.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's listening to us from Ohio to Illinois and all points in between where I believe this radio frequency carries, I'm always told no one's listening, but it appears many people must be listening. I don't know who to believe.
Or you're told a lot of people won't listen to you anymore.
That's right. And then they're still listening. Mm-hmm. What is the most influential show in American history?
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to do this and think about it, maybe you can call our hotline at 317-684-8444 if you want to weigh in on this. So we're talking longevity and societal impact are probably right, like the two
Seinfeld
bars.
I'm going to throw that one out there.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. But again, the longevity, and I'm not saying it's a weighted scale. If you did a weighted scale, obviously a sitcom would have a very hard time competing with a show that's been on 53 years.
Mm-hmm. But it did alter the sitcom genre.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the model that a lot of other shows were framed after.
I mean, but how many shows can you actually remember and sing the theme song to as well? I mean, I could sing the Sesame Street song right now, and I've not watched Sesame Street in 35 years.
Yeah.
I just thought of one that maybe could be a contender.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Perfect. Yes, that's got to be right up there, right?
Yeah.
Again, the longevity is an issue, but I would make the case that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was, for the time it was on, more influential than Sesame Street.
Yeah, I think that could be strong
you
case.
Think so?
Sunny day, sweeping the blues away. On my way to where the air is sweet.
And with as angry,
can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
So by the end of the first season, Sesame Street had over 12 million 3 to 5 year olds watching.
Somebody put this in the chat, and it's probably true, although I will call bullcrap on this because it's only about the first 7 or 8 seasons actually mattered. The Simpsons are probably in that. Joey just said the same thing in the chat, too.
Yeah. Talk about longevity. That's the longest airing sitcom.
Yeah, but I mean, if 20 of your years are complete trash, does that really count?
Well, I think if you're trying to make a Mount Rushmore of shows, we need to know what the qualifications are before we can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know we got to get to a break here.
Longevity, influential. What else do you want?
Do ratings count? Because I mean, Sesame Street didn't have the ratings like, say, a Seinfeld did.
Right.
So.
But that also has to do with the time slot
longevity,
and the channel.
All right. Here we go. Longevity, societal impact, total people watching. Is that fair?
Okay.
Are we good? I mean, we could be here for 9 days, but I just really think the premise is call the hotline.
Family Guy.
Right.
You ever watch
Stop
that?
Stop it, Kevin!
He's just throwing out shows now. All right, it's 27 minutes after 10. You're listening to Kevin
That 70s
Casey
Show!
On 93 WIBC. And coming up next, we're going to hear from you with your voicemails.
Frasier!
That's on the list.